This is Dr. Feelgood from the Institute for the Not Yet Mentally Insane, here to warn you about potential side effects that listening to Nightmares with Malice Cooper may cause. You can suffer breaking out in a cold sweat, difficulty breathing, erectile dysfunction, bedwetting, violent convulsions, decrease in brain cells, random bowel movements, stroke, loss of hair, loss of consciousness and or sanity, and last but not least, possible death. If you suffer from any of these, please seek medical attention. But as always, keep it tuned in right here to Nightmares with Malice Cooper.
Here we're live now. We're live. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Hi, sister.
Awesome. Okay, perfect.
Brother Michael here.
How are you doing?
Well, it's been a good day, thanks.
Awesome. My day was... I still don't know what to say. Did you see my wall?
Your wall?
Yeah, on Facebook.
Oh, sorry.
Greg?
Let me see. Yes, I've been there.
Greg?
In the clothes, yeah.
Greg got Dick Wagner to sign a copy of Only Women Bleed for me.
Yeah, that was nice.
That freaked me right out. That's what I woke up to this morning. I was like, what? Did this really happen? You know, then I started thinking Twilight Zone, because you're calling.
Where are you?
I'm in Winnipeg.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, so it's not far.
Ontario.
It's not far, but it's far enough.
Yeah, it's a long way.
We can't, like, just go for coffee at Timmy's. We can't just go for coffee at Timmy's. It's just a little too far.
Yeah, yeah. But thank God for the internet, eh? And telephones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm working with, you know, there's still no rights to medicine or religion. Pretty soon they're going to pull all the growing licenses off of everybody who's been growing all this time, and people who were growing their own, now they're going to have to pay Big Pharma to get their medicine.
Oh, you're kidding.
That's what's going to put it out of the reach of a lot of people that don't really have money. I mean, I could grow enough in a garden in the summer to supply myself for the year with a few handful of seeds. Well, no, I can't do that. That'll be illegal.
But you have a prescription and you have your right to grow right now.
I have a government license, and what they sent me was, you're not going to be able to grow next year, and the only people that can grow are corporations that qualify.
But they can't just take that away from you once they've given it to you, can they?
Oh, yes, they can. They can legislate whatever they want. It's legislation. It's already done. I got a letter from them. As a licensed marijuana medicinal person, that's what they're going to do. My grower, he's I told him to start a corporation. But even then, what they say is there's no guarantee that you've been growing before. It doesn't mean anything to them. Who's going to get in is Big Pharma. You've heard of them.
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to have to go to the drugstore to get your pot, and you won't be able to afford it.
But
and they're still going to radiate the stuff. Like, you see what the church... I mean, we've got to grow our own and all this and all that. And I imagine this year sometime, I'm working on it, we're going to move into the courts. We're going to have to take on the Supreme Court of Canada, because they've known since 1984, during my trial. They got all the evidence. They need that. It's our sacrament. So, like... But, you know, that never did stop the bastards. They burnt witches, and now they're burning marijuana smokers, and they're just going to continue doing it. So I don't know what the secret is. Like, at least the people that were I don't want to use the word gay, right? But at least they had a word. We haven't even got it. We have a word, pot. That doesn't mean anything. But if you say you're gay, there's a movement, right?
Well, what about the hippie movement? We'll be the hippie.
Marijuana. I've been a hippie all my life.
Well, I know, but I don't know what else to call it. You can't really call it. It's not really a pop movement.
No, it's not a movement at all.
You know, because this isn't no moving anything. He smoked pot. You don't want to move anything, so.
That's the problem. That's what he says. We're too complacent. Everybody's high and relaxed. Well, you know, to look after itself. But it never does.
Yeah, but why don't they just leave us alone?
Yeah. Good question. Well, because there's no money in that. Like, you know, I never thought we'd ever see the day.
Well, if you let us all grow our own, there's no money in it for anybody either.
No, they make a lot of money enforcing the law, pushing people. Oh, I found a joint in your ashtray. Come with me, sir. Now we can interrogate you. Now we got you. Now we can. Yeah, when I was young, I'm 64. When I was 16 years old, I saw the cops choke a kid downtown, make him, and put their hand down his throat to pull out a marijuana joint. Then he raided his father's house with, because his dad was a minister of a church in Westdale here in Hamilton.
That's horrible.
I don't expect anything from these godless people.
That's absolutely horrible.
Yeah, it is. And here we are living in what people think is a free country. Yeah, you're free to obey whatever Her Majesty wants you to obey. It's got nothing to do with Her Majesty. I'm with Robin Hood on that one, but I'm not saying we should steal. I'm just saying now that Her Majesty the Queen and all her courts...
Hmm.
As corrupt as you can get. I have met some honorable judges, yes. But when it comes to marijuana, it doesn't seem that I ever get one. I always get the meanies.
Well, I mean, you have to look at how things are nowadays. Like, okay, smoking. So I started vaping instead of smoking.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting nicotine, which is all I ever wanted in the first place out of a cigarette. I'm not releasing any harmful chemicals into the air, or myself, for that matter. And
vaporizing cigarettes.
Now they want to come after that too, and it's like, but I didn't want to pay $17 for a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Because I can't afford that. This only costs me a buck or two a day, if that.
Yeah. I was addicted to cigarettes, not nicotine.
You're only addicted to the nicotine. It's not, you weren't addicted to a cigarette. You were addicted to the nicotine.
Well, you might think so, but you know what scared me the most is I said to myself when I quit, when I was 40, my first thought was, what am I going to do with my hands? And then I realized how stupid I sounded. What I could do with my hands.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's the ritual. Like, I love the nicotine, yes, but there is the ritual involved in it, and that's the lighting. I used to wear them. I used to put a little marijuana in there with them. And, you know, it's a whole wonderful thing. So now I just roll joints.
That's, yeah, but see, that's different.
Yes.
That's completely, that's a completely different reason.
It's healthy for you, at least marijuana.
Yeah.
With nicotine, tobacco, what you're getting in out of a cigarette is the wrong kind of oil. Marijuana oil is biodegradable. It might have more oil than a tobacco does, but the oil is water-soluble. It actually lubricates your lungs.
Well, and the thing is, too, you can eat it, you can smoke it, you can wear it, because you can make anything out of it.
Yes.
You know, it's something that, okay, you know what? It was here for a reason. We're not using it because why? Exactly? Like, I mean, normally technology, something something
I don't need any more reason than I like it. I mean, it's not hurting anybody, not even myself. So what's the problem here? The problem is they can't find a way to tax it. It's too easy to grow in your garden.
Yeah, but too bad. It was growing wild in the first place. I mean, it's not like we put it here. It was already here. It was already here, just like the trees, just like the birds, the bees, and all the everything else.
Yeah.
It's not like man just all of a sudden made this plant up.
No, not at all. We didn't make it. And the only thing man made was dog, and that's God spelled backwards.
Exactly. And it just means love anyways.
Yeah. Well,
right?
There are corrupt people in the world. Like, civilization is hardly anything but civilized. You study Egypt, all they did was steal from one kingdom next door so they could make graveyards for themselves. How crass. And so much, nothing holy about a dead body.
No.
And
no, there's not.
And then you can go to hell so the Pharaoh can go to heaven on your behalf. Give me a break. And these religions are such lies. How many gods we got today? It's no different than back then. Everybody says they got the God. Even the Christians can't agree on which is the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
So,
and the thing is, I mean, it says, thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're having a war and you're killing... You have man killing man, okay? You're on purpose.
Yeah.
And in the same respect, you're saying God bless us. Wait, stop. See, you can't have both ways.
Now, their God is a warrior kind of God. It's not the same God.
Yeah, but it says you can't kill things.
I agree.
Okay, so you can't kill things. You can't kill things. You can't kill people. That's wrong. It's plain wrong.
I agree.
For any reason.
I agree. Yeah.
You can put it under the name of war, or you can put it under psycho. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. Like, you're not supposed to do that. Plain and simple.
No.
Don't do it. That's it.
Yep.
I mean, it's stupid in this day and age you have to say to people, you know what, don't kill somebody else. Because, you know, like that should be just something that's a common sense. I mean, only crazy people do shit like that.
Yes, well, there are
right?
crazy people like that. Hitler, for instance.
Yeah, but see, that's a whole different kind of crazy.
Yeah, but then you got to pick up a gun and kill people. So what can I say? It's everybody has to be on the same page. I strongly believe in divine intervention as being the only cure. God has to come back. Read the last two chapters of Revelations, chapter 21 and 22. The last two chapters of the Bible talks about God coming back, and trust me, God does fly spaceships.
Well, sure.
We are in outer space. To think that we're the only ones in outer space is stupid.
Well, no. He never lived here. He has to be an alien. Because he never lived here. God.
Oh, God, you mean her.
Call him whoever you want to call him. He didn't live here.
No, stop calling God him. It's got to be him or her. If we're made in the image and likeness of God, you know, you look in the mirror and you see God just like I do. And you're a female. So God has to be a female too, right?
it would have to be a both. It would have to be, what's the word, hermaphrodite?
No, God is not a hermaphrodite. God is like us. The story says God made...
Why couldn't it be a hermaphrodite? That's both. That's someone who's both.
I don't believe, there are some people that have both. That's true. God could be hermaphrodite, yes.
See?
But God is still male and female, so you can't call God him all the time. Then let's start calling, forget about the male, because you know how stupid males are. You're a female.
You have a point. again.
Yeah, I know. I know. We do it all for you, sister. All the killing, all the plundering, everything that man does is so he can procreate. And like, I'm not a Christian, but Jesus said a lot of good shit. So did a better prophets. And
I can't believe they put him to death. Even if he was Mexican, I can't believe they put him to death. Because, like, the guy turned water into wine. I mean, just for the party alone, you would want to keep him alive.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have a hard time with some of that stuff. Because...
If you want to watch a video on YouTube called The Secret Rulers of the World, we'll show you that Jesus was the son of Cleopatra and Caesar. You see, this all happened. Remember Herod killed all the babies?
That yeah.
After Caesar had been murdered, Cleopatra ran away. She had, her and Caesar had a male child who they say was killed on the way to her going to Mark Antony. Well, what if that's just another crock of shit they'd like you to believe? Why would Herod be out there killing all these little babies and little children because a king was born? Well, if that little baby was here to Rome, to Caesar and the Pharaoh of Egypt, there's a reason. And he had a brother. Like, Caesar had other children besides just him. Does that make more sense to you? It sure does to me.
But at the same time, a lot of the names that are used are English names. Like, I'd like to know what the person's real name was. You know, any of them, really.
Oh, King Herod was not. King Herod was a horrible man.
Yeah, but was his name really Herod?
Masada.
Was his name really Herod?
Yes, King Herod built Masada. His job was to keep control of Egypt on behalf of Rome. They had conquered Egypt. They destroyed it. They killed it. Running around killing and raping and doing what they do best. And then he kills all these little babies because the king had been born. Right after they killed Caesar. Right after they killed Mark Antony and Cleopatra murdered herself. Or if there was a little child. And he wanted to make sure that he could stamp out that bloodline because that was an heir to the throne.
Huh.
It's a lot more sense than some little unknown baby was born in some manger in the middle of nowhere back in the day when they didn't have the internet, didn't have newspapers, had no communications at all.
True enough.
Yeah. Well, The Secret Rulers of the World on YouTube. So I was impressed. Like, you know, I only believe so much crap, eh? And I was schooled in the Roman Catholic Church and the Bible, and I read it in jail, and I know which end. I believe I know which end is up, and I can smell bullshit a mile away in it all. There's a lot.
I just can't believe.
But there's a lot of crap in it too. Like the apostles, they were so stupid. Jesus had to speak in parables to them. Right? They didn't understand normal doctrine. They didn't even read the damn Bible. And they left out all the books, all the books.
Well, they had to have somebody write it. Somebody had to write something.
Well, there were the Gnostic Bibles that didn't get put in. Like, there's even the Bible of Judas. I believe Judas had to betray Jesus. I believe Jesus says, Judas, somebody has to turn me in. I believe he was the guy who carried the money of the apostles. He was the most trusted of all of them.
Hmm.
Like, you know, the bullshit that these people lay on us, I just can't believe it. They used to tell me only Catholics, Roman Catholics, went to heaven. I was about 14. I said, enough of this shit. I got friends, man. God, I know a lot of people that aren't Roman Catholic. You mean they're all going to burn in hell? Come on. I can't buy this crap. I mean, my God, if that's God, then the hell of God. I ain't no God I know.
Well, see, that's what I was thinking. My God doesn't have any... You're his kid. Her kid. Its kid. Their kid.
Your father, God.
Yeah, exactly. And that means unconditional love, which means there are no conditions, and you can screw up because you're a screw up. Because that's what kids do. We screw up till we learn our lessons. And then... So then we get to go and be with the greater consciousness after, when we die. And what's the problem with that?
What happens when we die? Maybe we come back, maybe we, you know. you know, there's a lot of things that could happen.
Well, sure, if you're, like, that much of an idiot the first time around, you're going to have to come back till you get it right.
It feels that way, yeah. Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, sooner or later, you're going to figure it out.
Well, maybe and maybe not. That's the, even in the Bible.
Well, yeah, but what if all of us, but what if all of us that are alive right now have come back so many times that this time we finally actually got it right? What if just this one time, you know?
Things don't happen.
What if we just got it right, and that's why, like, they're, like, appearing right now to get us the heck out of here, because we, like, actually woke up. Even if it's only, like, maybe it's just a handful. Hey.
Beat me up, Scotty, eh? I'm okay with that. I told you. I believe that the...
Hang on, my dog's eating someone.
That's been here for a long time.
No! Bane! Get off that couch. Off.
Sit. What a good dog.
Off.
You are. What a good dog.
There you go.
Yeah, see, that calmed him down. Just tell him he's good.
Well, yeah, but he's got to make him stop first. That's the hardest part. Especially when he goes... See, he's not even supposed to be in here. I don't know why he's in here. The door's open. He can be outside, you know.
Yeah.
He can just be a dog. Go be a dog for a while.
He wants to be with his mommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's they're just like children. I got two cats, and it's the same way they are. They just want to be around me. But when I want them, it's the hell with you, buddy.
Exactly.
Well, these dogs are more faithful.
Sometimes yes, and sometimes no.
Well, that's true. If it's a male and he smells a female, it's goodbye.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a typical male for you. We're born that way.
Yep. Yeah. Well, so what's going to happen to you?
Me? What do you mean?
Well,
I'm going to fight them.
I mean, you've gone through 13 fights so far. Right?
Over marijuana?
Yes.
Well, I've got 3 years in jail over it. They gave me 2 years for selling $40 worth.
That's ridiculous.
I had a good time on that. I got about 3 years of my life in jail here, Hamilton.
That's not good.
Well, it's okay. It's not good. It's not, you know, it is what it is the way I look at it, and in and out, whatever. There's people who have it worse no matter what's happened to me. I just have to walk into a hospital. Thank God I'm not there, right?
True enough.
Yeah, so you know, I'm always looking at the bright side, and whatever's supposed to happen will, is what I believe. I also think that a long time ago, remember Earth was hit by another planet, which created the moon, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's science fact.
Yeah.
So what happens if we used to live on Mars? And we had space travel. Maybe Earth was just a vacation destination for us back in the day. And we saw this big object coming, and we knew it was going to smash into something, especially the Earth. And wouldn't we get out of the solar system maybe for, who knows how old we are? Maybe we're as old as the universe itself is when God created us. The natives call God the creator, just the creator. They don't put a male or female
true enough
God at all.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. It's all just, you know, just all bullshit, like you were saying earlier. Unconditional love. That would really be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly, precisely what I believe it to be. And we all possess that within ourselves for each other.
Yeah, well, read chapter 21 of Revelation. That what happens when God comes back, this huge city lands on Earth.
Cool.
Space. I've had it measured. It's the size of 3 provinces. And it sticks that high into space, which is beyond Earth's gravitational pull. Those are walls, by the way. There is no ceiling. We're talking a docking station for spaceships here. Plain and simple. There's nothing else. And if it were me and I was God, I were these people coming back, the largest rock on the Earth is where it lands something that big, and right in the middle of it is Hudson's Bay. Did you know that?
No.
called the Canadian Shield, the largest single piece of rock on Earth. And it's Hamilton's right on the edge of it. Goes down in the States, goes into Quebec, must hit Russia. Just one big lump of rock. See, Hudson's Bay and Georgian Bay was a meteor strike that happened so long ago, people don't even think about it. They talk about the Caribbean there, the Gulf of Mexico being, that was a meteor strike.
Well, they don't teach us that in school. What the hell? They don't teach us that in school.
They don't teach anything in school.
Well, I know that, but I mean, you know what I mean? They should be teaching us that.
Look, that's why we have our own university, right? University.
Yeah.
Church of the Universe. We had to do it. There was no church and no school for anybody with any parts. I don't want followers. I'm not here to look for followers. I'm not interested in putting my hand in anybody's pocket because then they want to know what I do with the money.
Yep.
We keep it pretty simple here at the Globe Church of the Universe.
Well, it's kind of universally owned, isn't it?
Eh?
It's kind of universally owned.
Well, yeah, it is our universe. We live in it.
Exactly.
We're part of it. That's why we're here.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be.
Yeah. But when you're here on Earth, you have people that want to amass a large fortune. And what's it all about? You'll find a lady at the end of every pharaoh's deck.
See?
Every king. We suppress you guys like your property.
And why?
Well, because we want to procreate. We want to have children so they can take over when we go and rule. Like the kings, you marry their own children, for crying out loud, some of them. Keep it in the family, in the bloodline, right?
Because that's just craziness.
Donated back into that way. It's such a crock of shit. It's hard to believe that people can swallow all this crap. But I've been watching the Egyptians on Netflix, and there's, my God, they call that a civilization. The same with England. Everybody, they're killing, fighting, Rome, a whole bunch of them, burning witches, killing non-believers. We got the God. Is that what we'll kill you if you do not agree?
Yeah,
so
it makes no sense.
Out there, and I think you find that inside yourself, to be honest with you, in your spirit. And
I agree with you 100% on that. It's within you. Yeah. It's not. It's within you. It's not out of you.
That's correct. Buddhism is pretty good. Peace and love, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
The rest is bullshit, the fear mongering. You will burn in hell.
See, I look at it this way. If the devil and Jesus were sitting down, having some wine, okay, smoking a doobie, they'd be like, the devil would fart, Jesus would laugh, because it's going to be funny, because they would have to be brothers.
Oh, well, Satan is our brother. I mean, we're all from the same...
See what I'm saying? So I can't believe... I can't believe that the two would not be able to get along. I can't believe that.
That doesn't want to get along.
No, I can't believe that either.
Yeah,
I think he's just a spoiled brat. He needs to get spanking and he can go to his room.
Oh, fuck. God, in the end, this guy, I've been in jail. There are people that are just born evil. Give them a chance and they destroy everything.
Nah.
Yeah, there has to be good, there has to be evil. You might as well get used to it. Until God comes back with his holy city that separates good from evil, seems to me it's because there's an energy in the city. Yet there are creatures or beings that live in that city, have to go out in the darkness, and they come back. There are people that live in the darkness because that's where they belong. They're not unhappy there. Some of them don't even have souls. They just live and they die.
Hmm.
There's a bit of everything. Anything you can think of probably is. But there is a bunch of people, in my opinion, because if you read chapter 21 of Revelations, I mean, that's pretty heavy-duty stuff about this big spaceship coming down, or actually a docking station, anything that large, just for them to conceive something like this way back then.
True enough. That would be hard to do.
Talking about all the beasts that number they've had seven heads and that, and all that. It's just the United Nations and things like that. That I've studied the Jehovah Witnesses. They're pretty good with revelations, and that's what they're finding. That's what they believe, and so do I. It's just,
well, Michael, we'll have to leave that for a whole nother show, because we got our half an hour in.
From what I was told in that, in those last two chapters, especially chapter 22, is to, we will be judged, known according to, by of our works, and the only thing is to do unto others as you'd have others to do unto you. Now, how complicated is that? It doesn't say give 10% to the church.
No. Nope.
Doesn't tell you anything. You gotta have respect for your brothers and your sisters, and how you treat them is what matters to you.
Yep.
And to God, because God knows you, because you're part of God.
Yep.
So there you go.
Well, thank you very much for being on the show. Take care of yourself. Come back again. We'll do this again sometime. Take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah, bless you, bless you.
All right. Bless you back. Bye. Oh, gee, that was nice. Burning caskets, mockery.